me. Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMV the Six Ninja in the place of B4 Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. And we're talking about NXT Spring Break in week two. Vic Joseph, Booker T on commentary. We started with our champion, Trick Williams. And Lash comes out and is like, I got an envelope. It's like, what's in the envelope? A little bit of an awkward start, but it's okay. I'd like to see my champion, Trick Williams, and we're like, whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. And we get an intro from Ariana Grace and Gigi Dolin. We did not get an intro for Spring Break in week one last week, if I remember right. But last week had a big fight feel. We had the main event with Ilya Dragunov and Trick Williams, you know. And we start this show off with a meaty meat of a contest. Obafemi versus Ivar, you know. And I gotta say, this was a good match. Obafemi is really growing on me. And I think he's really talented. But of course, Obafemi, he can't be stopped even by Ivar. He gets taken out. He gets taken down. But guess what? Wesley is back. And when Wesley came back, I was like, oh, man, we're just turning up the heat, are we? This summer's going to be banging. And we got Battleground June 9th at the UFC Apex or OPEX or whatever center you want to call it. But it's heating up. Theo's backstage with Fallon Henley. You know, Theo has a big match coming up next with JC Jane, and that's our next match, is Thea Hell versus JC Jane. And all I gotta say is I gotta give this match a hell yeah. This was a good match, man. JC Jane got her nose busted and everything. You got Jasmine on the outside, you got Chase U. Everything's going. Fallon Henley's there, you know, trying to help her friend. I'll use quotations on that. But man, you talk about a fight, and I think this rivalry is over. I think JC can move on from Thea, because what happens afterwards is Thea has the same luck as a Rey Mysterio. She does. Fallon betrays Thea. You know, she gets in the ring and like Thea's about to go out, pulls her. I thought she was going to go for a hug and just wham. And I was like, damn, maybe we should get a Thea and Rey sitting in a in a room to be like, hey, you got betrayed this week? I got betrayed this week too. It sucks. But yeah, so we got that. Now we're going to build Thea and Fallon. I think Fallon's just frustrated because she's been tied to Thea and she wants to move on. She wants to be her own person. She wants to be her own superstar. She wants to be her own wrestler and everything like that. So I think that's the storyline we're going there. And we got a package for Tyson and Tyreek. They're going to take on the OC, new up-and-coming tag team from NXT Level Up, right? They LVL Up, yeah. Natalia's backstage with Carmen. You know, she's working and she's like, give me hit move, round kick. I block everything. So because we have a big, big main event for NXT Underground, the first ever women's NXT Underground match. And I got to say, taking a concept like that from back when COVID and everything, like, you know, when it was on Raw Underground, and it was like this backstage fight club sort of thing. I love the fact that NXT has taken that. I think Shawn Michaels or creative has taken that and made it awesome. Like, it's where you have feuds go and get blown off because it's ropes are gone. You fight. There's no pins. You know, it's either submission or knockout. So I really like the fact that NXT took NXT Underground, which was an interesting idea, and make it awesome. So the OC versus Tyson and Tyreek, the OC gets the win. Ava has a big announcement for the Women's North American Championship. It's going to be in a ladder match. A ladder match. At NXT Battleground. I'm excited about that. But Jada interrupts. Sol Ruka interrupts. Ariana Grace interrupts. And guess what? Guess who's back? Back again. Her name's Meechin. And it's Meechin. Not Mia Yim. I remember when they were doing that? They were going back and forth on her name. Like, what's her name? What's this? Blah, blah. Meechin is here. And I got excited. I feel like when she was on the main roster, kind of got lost in the shuffle. Meechin's a badass. and I can't wait to see what happens. But man, again, a big old fight. She knocks out Ariana Grace, and then the whole locker room comes out, and it's going to be a battle at Battleground. Who is going to be in that ladder match? We will find out next week. Next up, we have Axiom and Frazier. Backstage, the Street Profits come in. They're like, hey, man, we faced these guys before all the way up to WrestleMania. Good luck. It's going to hurt, fam. And, yeah, so just hyping them up. Then we have Lola backstage with Shayna. And Shayna's like, hey, let's work on some groundwork. And Lola's like, nah, I got the fastest hands. Fast hands. And then we go right into Sean Spears versus Ridge. The redemption story, I guess. Ridge gets the win. I don't care for Ridge. I don't care for this story. I want Sean Spears to get a win. I want Sean Spears to get the push, not Ridge Holland. No offense to Ridge. I thought he was quitting. He's like, I just keep hurting people. So we'll see what happens from here. I don't think this rivalry is over by any means. Roxanne's backstage with Ava. She's like, hey, I got to tell you something. And Roxanne's like, why did I get drafted? It's all your fault, Ava. And Ava's like, it's not my fault. It was like, yeah, you know, it's, you know, the draft rules stated anybody that held a championship was safe. So they stay with their brands, and Roxanne wasn't taking it. And then she walks off all mad and huffy and puffy. And Ava's like, okay, she opens the door a little bit just to tease, be like, hey, well, I'll bring her back later. Okay, we'll talk later. Then we have Ivar backstage. He's in the medical bay. He's holding like, meaty meat. Josh comes up. He's like, hey. Thanks for softening up, Oba. I'm not finished. And Wesley comes in and says, hey, man, thanks, Ivar. You know, not thanks, but hey, you know, I'm going to take out Oba. Then Ivar's like, hey, I'm not done with Oba Femi by any means. So we have these three. Josh talks a little bit of smack to Wes, and we set up a match between Josh and Wes next week. And we have the final testament promo before their big NXT tag team match. We got Chase U backstage with Thea. Thea's like, why is this happening? And for some reason, Ridge comes to the aid of Thea and Chase U. And Mr. Chase is like, hey, if you need anything, we're here. So NXT Tag Team Championship match. Axiom and Frazier versus the AOP with the Final Testament on the outside. And you talk about a crazy tag team match. Just because I was like, how the hell are these two going to beat AOP? I was just wondering to myself, scratching my head. I was like, okay. But, of course, there's always a catch, and that's called the new catch. Republic. And, of course, Pete and Mr. Tyler, they come and help. And they just because before this happened, we were about to get Karrion Kross and all of them kicked out. And here comes New Catch Republic. They come. They kick AOP. Axiom and Frazier, they take the win and they go out. Everyone's like, oh shit, you know. So a lot of stuff happened there. It was okay. This whole spring break into like week two or whatever, it was all right. Last week I feel like was much better, but this was okay. Then we have Metaphor backstage. They got the envelope. They're like, hey, you will find out next week on Nova Sessions next week. Okay, you'll find out next week. Fallon's back in the parking lot area. And Jordan's like, what was that? What was going on? And she said what I thought she was going to say. She's like, hey, I can't talk about it right now, but I just know that I need to be my own person. You know, I need something different, and I did what I did. So then we move on. NXT Underground, main event time. Lola Vice versus Natalya. Okay. A lot of, what I didn't care for was the outside interference of a Shayna or a Carmen or a Carmen to Shayna. You know, and I think the reason why I liked the last two NXT Underground matches because it was just a straight-up fight. You know, it was just a straight-up fight between two people that did not like each other. And this was a fight, but it wasn't what I expected. It was okay. It was very underwhelming. And the whole, like, Shayna distracting, you know, Natalya going out and beating up Shayna because Shayna's beating up Carmen. I don't know. It was okay. I was hyped though. I think that's why this is such a letdown because I was so fucking hyped for this match right here, but it was okay. Lola gets the win, choking out Natalya. Now we go into Roxanne Perez backstage with Ava. And Ava's like, hey, you know, Roxanne's giving a little bit of attitude, like, you know, why do you need me back here? Why? And it was like, I was going to tell you who your next opponent for that NXT championship is. And I'll tell you, folks. As much as I was kind of disappointed with the main event, this brought me back up to being hyped and looking fabulous with that big bow. Chelsea Green is going to face Roxanne Perez for that championship. I am very happy about that. I like that Chelsea's like, hey, you're better than Nick and Adam. I think she called Nick something stinky, Nikki Stinky. I don't know. She says something funny, but my girl Chelsea Green is going to get an opportunity at Roxanne Perez for that NXT Women's Championship. Yes, boy! I'm all for it. All right, y'all, that's NXT Spring Break in week two. Vic Joseph, Booker T on commentary. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. I give this show a 3 out of 5. I give it a 3 out of 5. I would say the match of the night was Oba versus Ivar. Two meaty meat men battling. And what's next with Wesley back? And he's going to take on Josh Briggs next week. I think he's going to be Josh. I just got that feeling. But yeah, 3 out of 5. Overall, tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like and hit that subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/NewWorldPodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
We're going to call this era the Whoop That Era.